All right, we're on page 68 of Sketches from the Life of Paul, and paragraph 2. Well, the last paragraph on the page. It looks like paragraph 3, but it's actually paragraph 2. It starts with the words, James bore his testimony with decision. If you're on WTPR, all you got to do is scroll to it. For those of you on the stream, I'll put it in there for you here. It's a PDF file. Copy it and paste it into the stream. And, oh, thanks, Brother Joe, put it in the room for everybody else. All right, so, James bore his testimony with decision that God designed to bring in the Gentiles to enjoy all the privileges of the Jews. The Holy Ghost saw good not to impose the ceremonial law on the Gentile converts. And the apostles and elders, after careful investigation of the subject, saw the matter in the same light, and their mind was as the mind of the Spirit of God. You know, all on the same page. It's like what she's saying there. And where we got to be, and this is one of the reasons the Lord is allowing the shaking, if you will, inside the church. And, you know, we're just waiting on it, let it rain. So anyway, and by the way, don't forget, well, it's probably too late to go out and buy anything now anyway for most people, but tomorrow we're having communion. And so anyway, James presided at the council, and his final decision was, wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. This ended the discussion. In this instance, we have a refutation of the doctrine held by the Roman Catholic Church, that Peter was the head of the church. Those who, as popes, have claimed to be his successors have no foundation for their pretensions. Nothing in the life of Peter gives sanction to these or to those pretended claims. If the professor or if the professed successors of Peter had imitated his example, they would have taken no authoritative position, but one of an equality with the with that of their brethren. Plus, by the way, I'm just going to throw this in there because she might mention it later. Peter was married. Jesus even healed Peter's mother-in-law. It's right there in the Word. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, but every pope is not married. Well, it's because of, Daniel 11? I think it's either 34 or 47. Where he won't have a desire for women. That verse is talking about the Roman Catholic Church in the last days, and they won't even have a desire for women, which means they're going to be homosexuals. And so that's why popes have always been, and all the Catholic priests, it's just a big old homosexual club is all it is, and it's totally anti-Christian. This is why so many Christians were killed by the Vatican, and so many Christians are being killed by the Vatican-inspired Islam. You know, they wrote their Quran, and we have proof. We even have ex-Muslims on camera saying they became Catholics because of what they found in their Quran. They saw where the power was, in other words. So anyway, James, it goes on. She says, James in this instance seems to have been chosen to decide the matter which was brought before the council. It was his sentence that the ceremonial law, and especially the ordinance of circumcision, be not in any wise urged upon the Gentiles or even recommended to them. James sought to impress the fact upon his brethren that the Gentiles, in turning to God from idolatry, made a great change in their faith, and that must caution, and that much caution should be used not to trouble their minds with perplexing and doubtful questions, lest they be discouraged in following Christ. You know, the amazing thing here is how Rome was able, and Judaism too, was able to, but then Rome is all about paganism, and paganism is all about the flesh, right down to some crazy rituals they do at night in the woods, let's just put it that way, where there is not a lot of clothing. But the thing is, they're all about the flesh, and the act of circumcision allows for certain things that you do with the flesh to be exemplified, if you will. So they say, I wouldn't know. But every one of my boys, all me and my brothers, my dad and his, well, he didn't have any siblings, and everybody we know, you were automatically circumcised when you were born. But then again, most hospitals were Roman Catholic, And so they just did that. And they came up with all a bunch of silly ideas. And by the way, it's no mistake most hospitals are Catholic. When you look at now, how you can't even visit a loved one, that's in, even in the ICU, you can't visit a loved one. They knew well in advance, Satan knew rather better yet, because I can't see any men having this kind of wisdom until the last days when he grants them the powers to go forth and do the things he needs them to do, because, well, you know how he is. So wait, let me fix this mic. Okay. But all the hospitals, well, even the non-Catholic ones too, that includes the SDA hospitals, are all part of this this fallacy with the COVID thing. I put a video on the site, by the way, today. Let me see. I can't remember exactly how I titled it, but if you go down to Headlines Updated on the blog, on the main site of Remedy God, you go down to Headlines Updated, and you scroll down to where you'll see coronavirus hype exposed. And let's see, where is it? I bolded it. Yeah, here it is. Why is it so... Oh, it doesn't want to scroll. Okay, there it goes. And the video is titled Fool Me Twice. And I put in parentheses, this video proves COVID-19 is a lie. The numbers don't lie. Because with this guy, this is the same, I think his last name's Heller. I knew a guy like that, Randy Heller, when I was selling insurance many decades ago, and he was a Christian. But anyway, he puts up all sorts of graphs and proves that it's all just a bunch of lies. And if you notice, there's only, out of all the new corona cases, 42% of them are in three states: New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. That's it. So it's the only place they have power, the Democrats, and so that's what they're going to do. It's all, they're destroying people's lives and the economy of this nation. As a matter of fact, I put a quote up in regards to one of them. He said on camera that the next thing that they have to destroy is the economy, so that Trump he doesn't have anything in the 2020 election. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because of the days we're living in. This is all, it's just like the many unjust laws that are prophesied to happen in our day. Well, that's what you're seeing now. People are forced to wear masks. There was a guy killed 2 days ago for not wearing a mask. The cop just, a security guard killed him because he wasn't wearing a mask. Seriously, this is how crazy it is out there. And then there's this one video of all these guys dressed in black. It's called the Black Militia or something like that, a BLM militia. Had to have been over 50 guys, heavily armed, just walking through a neighborhood, a suburban city, demanding the white people offered them reparations or something like that. For what? None of them were slaves, though. So it's just, this is all part of the narrative to cause havoc in the nation. So as, and this will bring on the religious laws. This will bring on the martial law. This will bring on the mark of the beast. And, it just, like we were talking about earlier, this thing with the COVID, it's their way of figuring out how many people they can get to believe a lie. And it worked. The overwhelming majority of the people actually think that COVID-19 is killing people. When the numbers are there, they have been lying about this all along. Why is it in 2018 when so many more people died of the regular flu, there wasn't nothing in the news about it? And even though they fudged the numbers and added people to it now, no one's... it's still nowhere near the numbers of 2018. He mentions that in the video. I think he even brings up 2017, where it wasn't even that bad, or was even worse or something. I can't remember. But these are the days we're living in. And so they're getting the people ready to believe a lie. And because when they put up the climate change, that's going to be a lie. And then they'll all believe that. And then because they all believe that lie, they'll go for the mark of the beast, because they'll all believe that Sunday is the Sabbath, because they have been believing lies for so long. The easiest way to get them to believe the lies, too, is Hollywood. It's all actors and actresses and professional liars, and people just treat them like they're gods. They're fallen gods, of course, but still, these are the days we're living in. And so going on, I don't know why I kind of went off on a tangent, so I'll get back to normal here. The Gentiles, however, were to take no course which should materially conflict with the views of their Jewish brethren, or which would create prejudice in their minds against them. The apostles and elders therefore agreed to instruct the Gentiles by letter to abstain from meats offered to idols, from fornication, from things strangled, and from blood. Now, why do you suppose things strangled? Well, it's the same thing like today when you have a cow going into, like, say, the Chicago stockyards. I don't know if the stockyards are still there. They were there when I was a kid, you know, and my dad, you know, we drove by there once or twice. It just stunk. But like strangled is just as bad as killing a cow in you couldn't really strangle a cow, obviously. They're just too much. I don't know how you would do it unless you had to use a machine. Their neck is amazingly thick. And so, but to strangle an animal is causing them to know they're being killed. And so moments before they die, what happens? Their adrenaline kicks up, and they're flooding their, you know, their circulatory system with all sorts of, you know, things you don't want to have in your food, you know, the adrenaline and whatnot. Well, same thing with the cows. And the cows, if you watch some of those videos on YouTube of how they're killing the cows with a big old hammer coming down, they lock the cow's head in some vise for a moment, and then it hits it in the head. The cow behind it and the cow behind that see all this happening and knows what they're looking at. And they're you could tell they're freaking out. They're trying to not go in there, and the machine shoves them in there. They can't stop it. And they get stuck in that, you know, where their head goes. It's just so disgusting. And so it's very traumatic for them, obviously, like it would be for us if they did that to us, right? And so their bloodstream is filled with their, you know, I mean, it's bad enough people are eating that beef with the blood, but now the blood is loaded up with the all sorts of adrenaline in it, not to mention the antibiotics and all the other drugs they put in the cows. Even the ones that have cancer are butchered. They just cut the cancer out and then feed it to people. And we all know cancer is in the bloodstream. That's how it travels. So, anyway. She goes on to say that they were required to keep the commandments and lead holy lives. The Gentiles were assured that the men who had urged circumcision upon them were not authorized to do so by the apostles. Paul and Barnabas were recommended to them as men who had hazarded their lives for the Lord. Judas and Silas were sent with these apostles to declare to the Gentiles by word of mouth the decision of the council. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, obviously, and from which, if you keep yourselves, ye shall do well. And see, this is why it happened the way it did recently, because when you step into sin, the Lord removes utterance. You can't understand prophecy then. Can't understand doctrine either, and you can't understand lying is wrong. It just, that's if you don't repent, that is. So that's why he says, if you do these things, you shall do well, you know, because if you don't, then, well, you're asking the Lord to step away, and he will. We all got free will. So the four servants of God were sent to Antioch with the epistle and message, which put an end to all controversy, for it was the voice of the highest authority upon earth. The council, which decided this case, was composed of the founders of the Jewish and Gentile Christian churches, elders from... What? Oh, okay. So the council, which decided this case, was composed of the founders of the Jewish and Gentile Christian churches. Elders from Jerusalem and deputies from Antioch were present, and the most influential churches were represented. The council did not claim infallibility in their deliberations, but moved from the dictates of enlightened judgment and with the dignity of a church established by the divine will. They saw that God himself had decided this question by favoring the Gentiles with the Holy Ghost, and it was left for them to follow the guidance of the Spirit. The entire body of Christians were not called to vote upon the question. The apostles and elders, men of influence and judgment, framed and issued the decree, which was thereupon generally expected by, or accepted rather, by the Christian churches. And that's just the way it's supposed to be, though. You know, the council, this is why, this is an easy way to stop new light, supposed new light, from coming in and contradicting old light too. Let me turn up that fan a little bit here. So So going on, it says, all were not pleased, however, with this decision. There was a faction of false brethren who assumed to engage in a work on their own responsibility. So they had to deal with it just like we deal with it today. It's just it's going to be the norm. It's the way life is, I guess. So going on, it says, they indulged in murmuring and fault-finding, proposing new plans, and seeking to pull down the work of experienced men whom God had ordained to teach the doctrine of Christ. See, that's what happened here, too. We were declared to be the ones that changed the prophecies, when in fact, especially if you've seen the letter, we've got proof that no, ours has always been the same. In videos, too, that were put up years ago by Craig and others, or just Craig, preach exactly what we preach about everything from the second coming to Armageddon. Yeah, but now it's all different. And then we're being accused of changing, when in fact, no, we now have proof they changed. But that is the end result here. And so this is what is this what they went through back then, we go through now. It's going to be the same thing. The new how the church started is how the church ends. Same thing. That's why we're in homes too. So again, she says, they indulged in murmuring and fault-finding, proposing new plans, and seeking to pull down the work of the experienced men who God had ordained to teach the doctrine of Christ. But then that's how the devil always does it. He tries to, slam the ones that aren't, walking off the path, the ones that are standing firm. So it goes on to say that the church has had such obstacles to meet from the first and will ever have them to the close of time. Amen to that. So Jerusalem was the metropolis of the Jews, and there were found the greatest exclusiveness and bigotry. The Jewish Christians who lived inside of the temple, in sight of the temple, would naturally allow their minds to revert to peculiar privileges of the Jews as a nation. As they saw Christianity departing from the ceremonies and traditions of Judaism, and perceived that the peculiar sacredness with which the Jewish customs had been invested would soon be lost sight of in the light of the new faith, many grew indignant against Paul as one who had, in a great measure, caused this change. And this is why a lot of people were killed during the Inquisition, and Martin Luther and his group, you got all those guys that were involved there, and some of them were, of course, burned alive. Luther was never, martyred. But a lot of the people around him were, because they had exposed the Vatican. And so this is more or less the same thing, like when you see the new faith, because when Martin Luther came forward to try to expose, well, definitely expose, that was the Sixth Hour Movement. And so he exposed, and I guess you could call it the new faith, even though it wasn't really new, it was just hidden for so long. Many grew indignant and against Luther, just like they did against Paul, because they don't want to deal with that change. And they go, and that's why a lot of people stay in Catholicism. They just don't want to deal. So like with my siblings, when I look back 35 years, almost 36 now, where I saw, I didn't really see any that... it was after me, yeah, that's right. So I saw, when I left and never went back. But I saw siblings leave and then go back. Even the guy I used to watch and think that, I want to know his Jesus, right? My brother-in-law. He didn't go back in and become Catholic. He just agreed to calm down his faith. Stop trying to pull people out of the Catholic Church. They got him with ecumenicalism. Whereas with others, they just went back into their old lives and back into the Catholic Church. And that's just how it works, because they can't see walking away from loved ones. They love their friends more. This is also what you saw happen recently. People put, they worship the creature over and above the creator. And so that's why people cover up or help other people cover up their sins, because they don't love Christ the way they should, is what I mean. So going on, it says, even the disciples were not all prepared to willingly accept the decision of the council. Some were zealous for the ceremonial law and regarded Paul with jealousy because they thought his principles were lax in regard to the obligation of the Jewish law. And so it's like re-teaching. You know, it's like where they should be teachers and on the meat by now, they got to relearn all over again. Because, and I don't envy Paul's position here or any of the apostles, because they literally had to re-preach a lot of stuff. I mean, case in point here, these people obviously didn't know Christ as well as they thought, or the doctrines, if you will, or the differences between, or better yet, the Old and New Covenant. They didn't know what happened on Calvary. And so there was a lot of re-preaching going on, just like it's happening today a lot of times. That's why I like to mention a lot of things in a repetitive way, because, you know, with an online church, we get a lot of, you get a swinging door kind of a thing, like a revolving door. And so you get a lot of babes coming in. And these babes in Christ may have never heard what we're saying before. And some will stick around, some will go, I'm out of here, you know, because they don't want to hear it. But praise God, some of them, atheists included, so far three or four, that realize what we preach is nothing like the churchianity or the preachertainment that you get out there in the world. You know, it's just truth. And, you know, people, especially if the Lord's working on their hearts, truth is all you need. Because lies won't do it, you know. And that's what they're doing in all the churches. They're out there bringing them in with everything from, you know, bingo night to secret rapture, you know, whatever you... anything that'll keep the people in the pews, you know. So let me see how much we got left here. See if I can finish out this. Oh, yep, we're finishing out the chapter this week. So we're not going to go over. Probably get done with this in 5 minutes, but we're only 21 minutes and 30 seconds into the study. So we might finish at 25 instead of the normal 30. I think we do 45 on Friday nights. Yeah, we do 45 minutes. Anyway, when Peter at a later date visited Antioch, he acted in accordance with the light given him from heaven and the decision of the council. He overcame his natural prejudice so far as to sit at the table with the Gentile converts. But when certain Jews who were most zealous for the ceremonial law came from Jerusalem, he changed his deportment toward the converts from paganism, and so marked a decree that had left a most painful impression upon their minds. Quite a number followed Peter's example. Remember what Paul did in regards to this? Even Barnabas was influenced by the injunctions, course of the apostle, and a division was threatened in the church. Okay? We just experienced that. Different scenario, obviously, you know, because there was a lot of sin involved. But at first we thought it was only a doctor or a prophetic difference between the Philippine church and our church. You know, it turned out it was much worse than that. It's prophetic, doctrinal, and just plain sin. But here it wasn't that way with Peter. He was just, well, like you just heard. But Sister White goes on to say, but Paul, who saw the wrong done, the church through. What? Who saw the wrong done the church through the double... Man, there's something missing in that sentence. Maybe it's two, the word two. So, but Paul, who saw the wrong done to the church through the double part acted by Peter, openly rebuked him for thus disguising his true sentiments. And some people did get a little upset with me for openly rebuking Craig last Sabbath. But you got to do it when the people are nearby, and there's nothing wrong with obeying God on Sabbath day. And so, but 1 Timothy 5:20 applies there. Because what he declared in a video was openly before everybody in the whole world. And so this is like what Peter just did. And so Paul openly rebuked him. Peter saw the error into which he had fallen and immediately set about repairing it as far as possible. Oh, man. But wouldn't that have been nice? But it can still happen. But, of course, the pulpit's never to be approached again in that respect. But still. Keep them in your prayers, because the Lord can certainly use those people. You know, I know I can, because my work is more or less doubled now in respect to things that Craig would help me with. And so it's not something I wanted to see happen. I'll guarantee that. So I can see why Satan did what he did here. But going on, God, who knoweth the end from the beginning, permitted Peter to exhibit this weakness of character in order that he might see that there was nothing in himself whereof he might boast. Now, we can see this as well. You know what I noticed when this started to go down, especially last week before we even knew about any of these things, these other things outside of the prophetic? you know, the false prophecies that he was sharing. I don't even know how many people contacted me and said they were doing study, in-depth Bible study. This brought people into a realization that, hey, if that can happen in the Philippines, it can happen here, it can happen anywhere. We need to get in our Bibles and check this out and see what's up. And praise God, the people that would eyes that see understood where the truth was, right? It's in the Word. It's not in the mouth, you know, because there wasn't any verses being used to back up the theology that was being presented in those videos. I mean, they're out of context verses, yeah, but, you know, that was it. And so, so just like Peter needed to have a realization, something to make him realize. I mean, because that's what I love about our Father. He knows the end from the beginning, and so he allows these things to happen. Even if it's going to take 4 years, that's fine, as long as it gets us ready for the latter rain. And I hope and pray that, and I hate to use all this, but it just happens to be coming up, because this is all fresh, what's just happening, and a lot of what we're reading here plays into that, because they went through it, so we go through it too. It's not that we have to go through it because they did, it's just, Jesus said it's going to be like this all the way to the end. And so we can see, yes, this must be, well, this absolutely is the true church. For it to be under attack like this and to be, you know, blessed like this. I mean, if you just stand on the word, we have no issue. But, oh my, does it hurt the heart when you see those that refuse to stand there? So she finishes by saying, God also saw that in time to come, some would be so deluded as to claim for Peter and his pretended successors. You know, like Rome does with the popes. So, again, time to come, some would be so deluded as to claim for Peter and his pretended successors exalted prerogatives which belong only to God. Now, think about that. Well, let me finish it. In this history of the apostles' weakness was to remain as a proof of his human fallibility and of the fact that he stood in no way above the level of other apostles. But the popes don't talk that way. The popes demand to be acknowledged above the apostles. I remember the one pope, I got it on my People Get Ready or one of the books about how he made a king stand in the snow for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days because the king refused to do something political for the pope, and so the pope shut him down and then just caused, you know, some kind of sanctions or something like that. So that king literally had to go to the Vatican, stand in the Vatican Square in the snow waiting for an audience with the pope, and the pope made him stand out there for days until then the guy just bowed in worship to him, right, and did what he said. And so that the popes got to that point because of how Satan used the exalted prerogatives which belong only to God. I mean, I got quotes all over the place on the website and a fairly good sized stack on the Words of a Beast page where the pope, now it has gotten so far out of hand that they actually believe that they are God on earth. You know, they actually teach that they are another God on earth. They call them, you know, the Latin term vicarius filii Dei is vicar or replacement of the Son of God, because vicar means to replace. And so, yeah, and there's a lot, they, Lord God, Pope, you know, and then John Paul II was declared on the cross of Christ, taking his place on the cross for Christ. You kidding me? But that's what happens, you know. Once Satan gets a hold of somebody, common sense is not on the table anymore. And when they get that far in, but they had to go that deep. Satan had to have a headquarters on earth, and the Vatican is it. And if anybody's, I think I put it in one of my videos, there's a throne in the Vatican that's anatomically correct, I guess, or, you know, structurally correct. Like if somebody was to be 35, 40 feet tall, this throne would be perfect for them to sit in it. And it's built into a wall where you can sit on it, your arms can rest on it, and it's got all this pagan symbolism behind it, like the, you know, like with the Ionic and the Phallic and the Ionic, and like they do with their monstrance. A monstrance is that thing that the priest will carry down an aisle with a little cookie in it. Well, they call it the Eucharist, but it's a little wafer, and they put it in the center of it. All the churches do this. Every church I've ever been in when I was a Catholic, they all did it, a certain time of the year. And he'd walk down the aisle, and it was inside this disc. And it rested in a crescent moon, because they worship the sun and moon and the stars. And so they had a crescent moon, and then it had, I'm sorry, hit the mic. And it has the like a glass encasement, like two curved pieces of round glass enclosed around it. And then around the whole thing is just gilded with all sorts of gold and baubles and diamonds and whatever else they can think to stick on it. And then they have a spear, and then a wiggly spear, and then a spear, and then a wiggly spear. That's the Ionic and the Phallic, and the Ionic and the Phallic. The Phallic is, of course, represents the man, and the curvy one represents the women, because they have curves, right? And so it just completely encircles the whole thing, and they walk down the aisle like that. And so that's how they they do that. But it's just, it's insane. Let's just put it that way. It's a bad place to be anytime. If especially in these last days, because so many people, even Protestants now, are making the sign of the cross on their bodies. They're doing Lent. They're doing Easter. Easter was or Christmas. Remember when this nation started? Yeah. Ever see the movie the Scrooge, the first one in the '50s? Well, they're all the same movie actually, but it's a true story. People, oh wait a second, I mean there's a little angel. I said, no. The plot, the whole, all the stuff in the movie is fake. You know, there's no angel comes and, you know, like Ghost of Christmas Past. That's all demonic. That's just false. The true part is, well, look at it this way. The Scrooge are Protestant Christians in early America who didn't want anything to do with Christmas, because that's why they came to America and started America. They had to get away from the torturing of the Vatican, killing people for their faith that refused to become Roman Catholic. And so the Scrooge in the movie is the Protestant Christian. All the people that are out there all loving and giving gifts back and forth and hugging each other and having a wonderful life and everything's great, and they all look healthy except for that little guy with the crutches. And those are all the Catholics. And at the end of the movie, Scrooge finally gets rid of his heart of stone, or his black heart, or how many other insults they can come up against him. And literally, he becomes a Roman Catholic, because now he starts doing Christmas. That's exactly what happened in America. And it went downhill from there. It's just all propaganda. That's how it's like. Look what's going on now. There's so much stuff in the media right now that has absolutely nothing to do with what's really going on out there. I mean, it's just the way, their way of gaining power, and they're going to destroy people's lives and let people even die. Little children are dying in these riots where they're shooting people and stuff. And now there's talk of civil war. But then, of course, we saw that. You know, Sister White prophesied about that. If you ever go into my Was She a Prophet page, I'm going to go there real quick here. I'm going to put this in the stream here, too. But well, let me lock this down. Where is it? We're going to be on page 72, new chapter, next week. So let me just lock this down here so I know. Because otherwise I'll forget. I just put new chapter. All right, now I'm going to have to get a certain browser lit here. And I don't have a link for it. I just keep it. Because I don't know why, but when you put the Edge browser on your taskbar, it changes the icon, and then it just, that's goofy. I don't like it playing games in the background. All right, so let me go to Remnant of God. Remnant. I don't even have this thing linked out. I keep it bald. That way I can, you go to pages where they got that pop-up. You can't read this article unless you turn off your ad blockers or whatever. Sorry, I'll just use a different browser. All right, where are we going here? Edge browser. Okay, now, let's wait till it's probably going to be the wrong size, because I just noticed. How come it's not showing up? Is this the Edge browser? I'm pretty sure. Sure it is. I want to show you this. Something ain't working right. Well, that's the testimony from last week. Come on, Edge browser. You can do it. Okay, Let me just turn it off and see if it'll... Maybe I got to relight it. Just give me a moment. I'm sorry. But I want people to know some of the things that Ellen White said are going to happen after she died that you're not going to find in the scriptures have not only happened, some of the stuff's happening right now. And so let me get the Edge browser back up here. Man, you can do it. Should say Yahoo in the room, but it's not. All right, so I'm gonna break that link, and I'm going to program a new one in here. Well, maybe it'll let me reset. No, if I'll just hit delete. Let me delete it. Oh, gosh, where is it? Settings. There's got to be a delete button here somewhere. Okay, I'm just going to hit add source. Screen capture, no, devices, web page, media streams, window widgets, whatever. Monitor capture, game capture, I don't do games. Web page, for some reason it's not seeing this browser anymore. This thing did have an update recently, and WTPR got broken this week from a Windows 10 update, but it's fixed now, obviously. But I did lose a stream. Window capture. Let me just see if it's in here. Inbox, POGM conference record. What is this? It's not even sync. Oh, there it is. Yahoo search results. Oh, good. There it is. All right. So let me. Okay, that was okay. Let me turn off the other one. All right. Let me get this thing to fit. Okay. So that means I got to stretch it this way. On the desktop, and then stick it in here, stretch it a little more. Man, you can do it. I've seen you do it before. Cause I like it to make it fit, you know, make it fit right. It's just not doing it. It don't matter. Let's get it in the middle. I'll just put it in the middle. There we go. All right, so let me go to Remnant of God. It should be in there. Yep, okay. So now let me turn this off real quick. We go to the prophecy section, go to Ellen White. Was she a prophet? Now, I've got a few things here. I think all of together, 35 of them. But she never called herself a prophet, by the way, just a messenger. She said, this is happening right now, by the way. She said, dairy products to become unsafe food. And there's a bunch of quotes. You know, well, it's actually only two on that particular one. Preachers claim lack of Sunday keeping reasons for disasters. I even made a video on that one. Two wars separate with a gap of peace. That was World War I and World War II. She died before that happened. Balls of fire to fall upon the homes. She literally describes the weapons used before it ever happened. Scientists will lie about the calamities. Oh, that's happening now. And I have an update section for that. As I do for the unsafe, whatever. There, Sunday laws will be enforced. That's coming. We know that. Church and state combined. That's the 501c3. The Vatican will claim. See that thing. This thing right here. How did the? See, I didn't even know who Ellen White was, and I know what the Bible says about an image of the beast. And then when a buddy of mine years ago, when we were doing telemarketing, he suggested, why don't we get a 501c3? That way we can get incorporated and get a break on the taxes when we go out there and hit the phones, because he wanted to raise money for like religious reasons. He says, you're not going to get anybody to agree on a phone on religious things. But he went to go try it. And I says, I don't know, it just doesn't sound right. You shouldn't be joining your church, or you shouldn't be joining, like if, let's say this is a ministry, you shouldn't be joining that with the state, the U.S. government. But it never happened. He never got it. Anyway, so the... it wasn't a world war until, yeah. So I'm not gonna go there, Lewis. Okay, it wasn't a world war up until after she was dead. So let's see, church and state combined. The Vatican will claim Sunday Sabbath as their mark. We got quotes of them saying that. The open space in Orion, scientists just found out about that recently. Rome will undo Protestantism, and like I just said a minute ago, they're all doing the sign of the cross, and I got that's updated too. Slavery in the end days. There are more slaves today than there were when, you know, back in the beginning of the United States with the Black Lives Matters all yelling about. We have more slaves today than we've ever had in the history of mankind. She knocked that one out of the park. And I've got links for all this in the updates. Like if you click here, there's the quote, and then I define it. There's more quotes, and then I got all the articles that it just keeps updating. And I don't go looking for this stuff. It just happens across my desk. I'll stick it here. Slavery in the end days. Pope will apologize and be accepted worldwide. He did that. Remember the Mea Culpa of the year 2000? They did all sorts of stuff. Radio on that one, too. Protestant churches will join with Rome. Okay, that one, too. The Seventh-day Adventist church is giving their tithes to the Vatican now, so they're all doing it. Protestants will help spread Vatican dogma. Yep. That's why you see preachers like Dwight Nelson and John Carter in the Seventh-day Adventist church saying Allah is God, or guys like false prophet David Gates saying that a day equals a day in prophecy, just like the Vatican has been teaching all along, instead of a day equals a year. And, of course, his prophecy failed again. And, you know, but everybody keeps on sending that guy money. The USA will do away with the Constitution. There, I got updates here. Okay, 50 of them so far. That's what they're working for. All right, so Protestants will help. Okay, blacks and whites will eventually come together. Praise God, because everybody's going to eventually realize this is just stupid. And I like it. And I didn't vote for Trump, but I didn't vote for Hillary. I don't vote for anybody because they're all liars, right? But I liked what Trump said one time when he was talking to the folks in Michigan. He was purposely talking to just the blacks, and he goes, "You guys have been voting Democrat for years. How's that been working out for you?" Because they keep on, you know, if you ever knew how the Democratic Party started, and if you're black, you would not be Democrat today, because they wanted to keep slavery. There's a video out there that they were putting out right before Hillary started going around. You wouldn't believe how much dirt is on the butt. People keep falling for it because they're not told certain things. Old controversies will be revived. Everything from, I can't remember exactly where I was going with that, or where she was going. Let me just see here, because Jesus and God, Holy Spirit doesn't exist. You know, the restitution ministries, world's last chance, restorations ministries, and there's a bunch of them out there. They had that lie back then, and then they put it down and recanted, but then she said they're going to come back, and they did. There's people out there saying it now. Preachers of today will repeat doctrinal lies of the Pharisees from 2,000 years ago. Yep. The church will seek help from the state. Yep, that's help. 501c3. Satan will poison the atmosphere. That's chemtrails. Okay. She saw chemtrails. As a matter of fact, I don't think I put it on here, though. I got a coin. I did this in two or three videos where I got a coin that was minted for the Pope, or actually in the Vatican. And it has an airplane doing chemtrails on the back of the on the coin. Kid you not. Just look up chemtrails on my website when you get a chance. Satan will perform many miracles in the sight of man. I'm sure that's going to get a lot more graphic in the days to come. I don't think I have any updates on that one yet. No. But that is soon to be filled. Unions will form, causing problems for the poor as well as the Christian. Yep. And she also warns to get out of the cities. And so I got a whole page just about that. I mean, I think, get out of the cities. I should have put a link. Oops. I got to take this off. All right, so I'll copy this and put this in my little, there we go, E.G. White Facts. Open. I can't have anybody going to that website anymore. It is not a Christian website. So I'll mess with that later. Where was it? E.G. White Facts, get out of the cities. Okay, I'll just open hyperlink. Okay, I got it set. I'll mess with that later. And let's see. Go back. Get that. I don't know, that weird looking pop-up. And the churches will join with the state. I got another one there. Sabbath keepers will be blamed for calamities. I actually did a radio broadcast on that the Christmas tsunami. That's what it was. And you got that One World Church Presbyterian guy going out there saying the only reason all these 500,000 people died in the tsunamis because they weren't going to church on Sundays, but he never mentioned the fact that people were in their church on Sunday in that one region and they all drowned in the church. So anyway, disasters by sea to increase. So in other words, that's already been fulfilled, but they're going to do it again, you know, with the climate change thing. Disasters by seas to increase, and I got updates on there. Cancer is a germ. Now, no doctor is going to tell you that, but that has been proven by many natural healers and stuff like that. It's just a germ. But they won't tell you that because there's so many tens of billions of dollars to make per month on that. you know, talking about cancer research. Send us money. They're just trying to figure out ways to make a drug where you can keep your cancer, because they did that with one of the cancers. So, yeah, amen to that, Andre. The Christians are being blamed for the COVID because we deny real science, they say. See, that's how they're going to work it. The majority will tell the lie against the minority, which is fine. We've been warned. We say, okay, just move on to the next city. Dust your feet off. Demonic manifestations would be embraced as religious. Yeah, that's been happening. I mean, Benny Hinn alone proved that. Satan will appear as an angel of light. Yeah, a lot of people talk about that, a life after death garbage. All right, so like God would make a mistake and say, oops, sorry, you got to go back to Earth and fix things. He made movies about that. Can you believe that? All right, when the end gets near, the final movements will be rapid. Yep, that's what we're seeing now. Tight clothing is bad for your health. You know something? About 20 years ago, I think maybe longer, I saw an article in regards to that. And I knew, when I was, because I was from the 70s, right? So I was one of the guys, you know, the muscle shirts and the tight jeans and all this other stuff. And all the girls I knew were like that. You know, they didn't have the muscles, you know, but they had the tight jeans. Some of them would literally use a pair of pliers to zip them up. They would buy the jeans, and then they would take them in, make them even tighter. One of my brothers had a girl friend that was like, you know, with the pliers thing. And some of these girls got sick, deathly ill, because of harming their organs, especially down in that region. And so anyways, civil war will return to the USA. That's the next one. And I got, you know, a few updates on that. 89 of them. I just put one up today, as a matter of fact. This video is heavily armed black militia marches through suburban city, demands reparations from whites. Okay, I just put that one up there today. And then drunk drivers prophesied. And then SDA pastors will use hypnotism when preaching. Or NLP. And I've got I put this in one of my videos where I got over 200 Seventh-day Adventist pastors in a list that already know how to do NLP. Dwight Nelson he's the perfect guy to watch in regards to how they do it. It's mesmerism or hypnotism or NLP. And he does it in that one where he calls Allah God. And he keeps on, you know, raising his voice, getting really quiet. You know, he starts messing around and he's moving his hands around and he jerks them forward and pulls them back. And yeah, it's, some people think it as entertaining, but he's hypnotizing the crowd, and it really does work. Neuro-linguistic programming is as old as the word mesmerism, but he only just changed the name. By an Orthodox church, so think that maybe they do it. Oh, okay. Well, I'd have to see the miracle or the fake miracle. But Satan's going to do that with the fake miracles. Yeah, amen to that, brother. Because, I mean, the easiest way to see it is you can get people coming up, like say this fake Jesus stands on the planet and people come up and that, like say they're crippled in their knees and their knees are all full of pain and they can barely walk, they got crutches. And then when they get close to this fake Jesus, he acts like he heals them, and all he's really doing is he's telling the demons that have been holding their kneecaps for the last few years to let go. As soon as they let go, the pain's gone. You know, it's just fake healings. So, yes, please send me the article, brother. Thanks, Lewis. But he's got an article that they're doing something like this in the Orthodox Church, which is just Catholicism. Instead of making the sign of the cross from the, you know, from the left to the right, they do it from the right to the left. As a matter of fact, that video I made, I couldn't find a Roman Catholic making the sign of the cross, but I found an Orthodox. Those are Orthodox Christians, or if you want to call them Christians. They're confused. You know, pray for them. Their leaders are where the problem is. It's not the people. But so I just inverted, I think. I think I inverted the video, you know, to make it look like the Roman Catholic going left to right, because everybody knows the left to right thing. Hardly anybody knows the right to left thing, because hardly anybody knows about the Orthodox Church. And there was a big one in my old name. It was a Greek thing, and Greek Orthodox. And my mother used to go there, do their craft shows there, and she did all these beautiful things with porcelain. And I had to build her a big old, like, laboratory, I guess you could call it, in the basement, and I built her a kiln, you know, and that thing used to pop every night. She used that thing to death. I had to rewire that thing so many times. But yeah, so I know all about those Orthodox folks, because we were there for those, it was like a whole week, like a three-day weekend sometimes. Boy, that made her year. There was a lot of people that would come there. So, but yeah, it's a strange group. So anyway, tomorrow, is communion. I have a little mini sermon I'm going to share before it, like I did before, and I thank the Lord for giving me that idea, but that's, let me leave it here. Let me leave it here so that the YouTube locks this picture in for me so that I don't have to upload a picture. So if you can kneel, we'll finish in prayer. Well, the easiest way to prevent NLP is just don't go to an SDA church. Any church in that, for that matter, Tristan. You know, when it comes to that stuff, you know, just steer clear of it. But if you're a Christian, it's not going to affect you anyway. It's just like with voodoo and all that other falling all. It doesn't hurt Christians because we don't have faith in that garbage. So anyway, if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us the way you have on Sabbath. Because it is, I think it's here now. It'll be here in a minute or two. Thank you for blessing this entire Sabbath day and giving us all that we need to grow in Christ in the coming week. Please bless everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. And please, we uplift Craig and Addie and everybody out there in the Philippines that you keep a hedge of angels around them to the point where they're just bathed in love to where they drop to their knees and embrace the Holy Spirit. You know, let the Holy Spirit just take them and bring them back into repentance. And so, because we certainly do love them, and we know you do too. And so please bless everyone that's doing the work. And Father, we need more. We need people to help us do this work now in these last days. And I know they're out there, and I know you're sending them. And thank you for blessing them with faith, real faith, and desire to do the work. And we offer this prayer unto you in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.